Voters in Louisiana's 5th Congressional District decide a representative in the November 4th election. Ed Tarpley is a candidate and joins me for a discussion of his campaign. Ed, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here with you today.
What is the greatest issue that you've heard from voters, and how do you address that in this campaign?
Certainly, economic development is critical. From my own perspective, when you drive around the 5th Congressional District, you have to be impressed with the fact that the middle class is being destroyed in our country. If you look at what's happened, jobs in the 5th District, I mean, plants that have been closed over the years, garment industry, timber, other industries that have suffered. I think that the federal government needs to be, implementing policies that help the middle class. And that's one of the things that I'm concerned about, and it's one of the things that I intend to make a priority to fight to save the middle class.
Another issue, Ed, is border security.
I have said that we already have enough laws on the books right now to deal with illegal immigration. We just simply need to enforce the law, and that's what the president is not doing. I don't think we should give amnesty to people that have violated our laws. I don't think we should reward people for violating the law. And so I'm not in favor of a pathway to citizenship. I frankly just think that people that have come to our country illegally need to return to their country of origin. If you want to come to America, you can stand in line, fill out all the paperwork, and do everything that an illegal immigrant needs to do in order to come to our country legally. This is a national security issue. We don't know who's coming across the border. We could have people from ISIS or drug dealers, other criminals that are coming across the border. A nation without a border is not a nation. I mean, we've got to have border security.
And given that threat of terrorist activity with groups like ISIS, do you believe the U.S. should look at having troops on the ground? And what would warrant that action?
Whatever we do in the Middle East, Congress must approve it. I think if Congress has to vote on committing troops to battle in the Middle East. What we have right now is the president has basically committed us to war. We're bombing targets in Syria. We're bombing targets in Iraq. If we're going to put troops on the ground, which I think that's going to be necessary in order to defeat ISIS, then Congress must approve it. Now, I know that the president has authority under the War Powers Act to commit troops for up to a 60 or 90-day period without getting congressional approval under certain circumstances. There are very strict guidelines which the president must follow. But I think Congress needs to have the courage to stand up and say, okay, if we're going to fight ISIS, then we need to vote to declare war and not hide behind the president getting us involved in war in the Middle East without congressional approval.
When we look at health care, you've suggested free market reforms for that in the country. What types of reforms do you support?
We need to have a health care system in which free market principles are in effect, and the doctors and the patients are able to determine, what is charged for the services that are rendered. Some sort of free market economic system being used there instead of government central planning, where the government tells the doctors what they charge and the insurance companies tell the doctors what they can charge and this sort of thing. One thing that we can do is we can use health savings accounts, where people can put money away in a health savings account in a tax exempt fund, and they can use these funds for medical emergencies or to pay deductibles that they need. And if not, they just continue to add to the health savings account as the years go by. That's one thing we can do.
Ed Tarpley is a candidate for Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Mr. Tarpley, thank you for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you.